Well, the Lord has come with healing in his wings for his heart dwellers and his brides. A beautiful message tonight and a promise for us to help us move in the gifts that we might be able to bring resolution to other people. And these are going to be very, very important in the times to come after what the Lord mentioned, that there is going to be a lot of confusion. And these gifts are going to start manifesting through you. But I just wanted to make this short announcement. Jim O'Connor's wife is failing, and they really need our prayers. So please lift him and his wife up for prayer. This is a very difficult time for them. Pray that the Lord's mercy and love would surround them. Thanks, guys. So I'm going to go ahead and begin the conversation that the Lord and I had, because there was a sweet little exchange there, and he ministered to me before we began the message. So today is September the 30th, 2015, and this day had a little more than its share of discouragement. Words from well-meaning people that ended up undermining my peace. I didn't even want to listen for the message, but I didn't want to disappoint you all, so I did anyway. The Lord spent a little time holding me during worship. Again, Terry McAlmon's beautiful, beautiful worship. Praise him and Jesus, Holy Jesus. Beautiful, beautiful music. A very healing time. He just put my head on his heart and he just kind of swayed gently back and forth with me as I worshiped him really through the music. Anyway, at one point, I wasn't feeling really too well because of what I'd been through during the day, and he took my hands and he put them on his heart. Oh, when he does this, everything changes. I don't know what it is, but I feel a whole new perspective on situations, and it's like I'm brought out of myself and into his concerns in his heart. And that tendency, that sour tendency to self-pity, goes away. Anyway, after he had held me for a while, he kissed my brow and began to explain. Just the littlest bit of discouragement placed in the right spot can yield a whole lot of discouragement. That's what you experienced tonight. Well-placed discouragement. You don't always recognize when you do it to others, or do they recognize when they do it to you. But it is effective, nonetheless. You must be stronger, Claire. Don't let the little things get you down. When you feel things spiraling downwards, get out of the environment, change the subject, and don't let the enemy get in his well-placed kicks. Oh, Lord, I just fear not being obedient sometimes. Well, you should be cautious, but you know when it starts to hurt, it's gone too far. That's when you need to graciously back out and change the subject. Tonight, you let it get to you, and now you're hurting. I'm here to tell you that you've done nothing wrong. You're doing the best you can under the circumstances. This will pass, and it is a rather trying time. But it will pass. Hold on to your ground and don't slide into self-pity. Lord, you say don't slide, but I just want to crawl into a hole and cry. I kissed you, didn't I? Yes. I kissed the boo-boo, so now it should go away, right? I smiled. That's my bride's sweet, sweet smile, he said. Tonight I want to talk about resolve. There are many obstacles being set before all of you as we speak. The enemy is bringing into play supposedly insurmountable obstacles to cause you all to back off. I'm here to tell you tonight you need resolve. Holy, supernatural resolve to follow the course laid out for you and not buckle under the heat. I'm here to tell you tonight, you need resolve, holy supernatural resolve, to follow the course laid out for you and not buckle under the heat. Like tonight, Lord? No, this was nothing. I'm talking about real impediments, like a problem that will not yield to ordinary efforts. You must continue to work with it until it's totally overcome. I am talking about things like pride, resistance, and unbelief. These demons will continually assail you all until you vanquish them from your thinking. Keep your perspectives, my brides. Hold on to who you are in me, but at the same time, resist the temptation to believe yourself better or more advanced than others. Resistance is very subtle, but it is a child of pride. To resist what is new to you, resist taking new ground, resist cutting unhealthy things out, resist the ideas of others, or to resist me when I call you up higher. This is what I'm talking about. Such as, Lord, such as giving up more worldly time for me, putting me first in your day, being willing to advance into new territory where I am leading you. Even you, my brides, can get stuck in your comfort zones. But for the time ahead, I need you to be more flexible and more willing to step out. Some of you have received new anointings. You are just beginning to recognize something in your life has expanded. And I need you to walk it out in confidence that it is a solid gift from me, not a fluke or a flash in the pan. Many of you are being empowered with the gift of healing, a word of wisdom and knowledge, and you are growing in charity and depth of understanding in preparation for ministry to the newly born souls I am bringing in. I need you to look with new eyes upon the needs of others spiritually, because I'm advancing you into areas where you are needed. And the gifts you are just beginning to try out are going to come into their fullness if you use them and are willing to step out in faith. This is where I address the unbelief. At that point, the Lord brought to mind the scriptures from Matthew 11. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And I was looking these up in one of the Bible commentaries. And it says, the words describe the eager rush of crowds of Galilee and Judea, first to the preaching of John the Baptist and then to that of Jesus. It was, as it were, a city attacked on all sides by those who were eager to take possession of it. And then the next line is, the violent take it by force. The violent are men of eager, impetuous zeal who grasp the kingdom of heaven, its peace, pardon and blessedness, with as much eagerness as men would snatch and carry off their own spoil after they've conquered a city. So those two scriptures are from Matthew 11. The Lord continued here, but to do this you need faith, and my brides, you will be opposed by spirits of unbelief that will try to get you to back down before you obtain results in prayer and in ministry. I am asking one simple thing of you. Believe that I live inside of you, and believe that when you reach out, I will reach out through you and accomplish the task at hand, either healing or a vision to share, wisdom for their situation, or deliverance from an evil spirit. Listen very carefully for me, and I will do it. I just wanted to comment here. Sometimes I'll speak to the person I'm ministering to and I'll say, do you believe that Jesus can heal you? They'll generally agree. And then I'll ask, do you believe that as a Christian, Jesus lives inside of me? And after they agree with that, it sets the stage for me to pray for them. And then Jesus continued after that and he said, I'm making it easy for you. Believe that I will do the doing, be it a healing, a word of knowledge through a vision, and wisdom that they might be delivered of whatever is being held in bondage. Yes, more and more will I respond as you bind things in belief and command them to leave. How do you know what to rebuke? What is that person feeling? Sickness? A spirit of infirmity? Fear? A spirit of fear? Confusion? A spirit of confusion. What are they feeling? Ask them to describe that, and then use that name to bind and rebuke it. Those spirits must leave, but you must also be firm and insist on them leaving. This firmness, this resolve, will not tolerate the evil ones laying low and pretending to be gone. They must be gone. How will you know? Peace and a sense of relief for both you and the soul will manifest as they are released from the bondage of that evil spirit. Again, as Claire has said, you're dealing with stray dogs in your kitchen or in the kitchen of others. When you come into the living space of another soul and they are being oppressed by these obnoxious creatures, you're dealing with nothing more than stray dogs that have no manners and are brazen intruders. As my angels come with chains to tie them and take them away, it is on your words, backed by resolve and faith, that they are brought into bondage and removed. Your resolve, your intent, your insistence, your demanding in my name that they must leave is what is called for here. And this means you must have faith, and you must demand the obedience due to my name, which is above all others, and to which every knee must bow. Be especially cautious that they do not lay low and pretend, and do not be ashamed to repeat your directives that they must leave. I will teach you. I will reach out through you and do the doing. You will see miracles, for this is a time of miracles for souls that have been in various bondages to the world for so long. And as you break more and more from the world and cleave more and more to me, you will find yourself walking in this new anointing, which I am accomplishing in you. Remember, this is not about you. It is about me working through you, because you believe I can do the doing. Ponder these things, my bride. Hide them in your hearts. And this night, I'm extending this anointing to you. Receive it into your heart. And don't let the enemy, through unbelief, steal it from you.